Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't make me take off my belt.
All right, guys. A brand new museum in Brooklyn celebrates failures. Okay. So what Cowboys decision or performance from team history would you submit on their behalf to the museum? 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. So this is not something as simple as like, oh, Trayvon Diggs dropping the interception against San Francisco in the playoff game. Like, we're not looking for just any time they failed. This is something that is in team history just of a particular quality of failure that it belongs in this museum. So that's 877-881-1053. This from CBS News last week. A new museum in the Sunset Park section of Brooklyn proves that even the most successful businesses can sometimes have very bad ideas. The newly opened Museum of Failure is a place that celebrates bad ideas, silly designs, and overhyped products that never really took off. Consider the 2011 Bic for Her pens. Developed and marketed to women. How do you develop and market a pen that's like, ah, yeah, this is a pen specifically for women?
It's a good question. I was trying to think, is there some kind of contour? But like, no, they have the same hands that we do.
Here was the difference. It was more expensive and there was glitter on it.
Oh.
That just seems like a young girl's pen. I don't know if that would be Bic for women, but... Right. Or how about Google Glass, a brand of smart glasses that raise some red flags regarding privacy? Another example.
So what did the Google Glass do?
They were literally glasses that like could take pictures and stuff with some Black Mirror stuff. You would wear them and it could like take photos and do different things.
How's that in private? I mean, we're all being filmed everywhere we go.
Yeah, but you can record people without them knowing. And I mean, it provides some questions. Another example, the Rejuvenique electrical facial mask from 1999, a beauty product that shocks the face with electrical stimulation but looks like the stuff of nightmares. So these are the sort of things that they're celebrating at the Museum of Failures. So RJ Choppy, what from Cowboys history would you put in this Brooklyn museum?
You know, I got two things here. One, the Romo snap.
The K-ball. That K-ball in Seattle.
Yeah. That's got to be on there for me. That was one of the most failed plays ever. Multiple reasons. One, the fumbled snap. Two, the fact that it looked like he was running in water in slow motion.
He did, didn't he?
It's the slowest that guy ever ran. The other failure, however... is a much broader one. Tony Romo took over as quarterback in 2006.
Uh-huh.
And that was, if we subtract, that was, what, 17 years ago?
Okay.
All right. Dak Prescott took over in 2016.
Yes.
So from 2006 till today, they've essentially operated with, give or take, a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
And to operate that long with a top 10 quarterback in the NFL and never reach a conference championship game is not just a failure. It's statistically like improbable.
Yeah, like even by accident.
Even by accident, you're going to fall into one.
Like Aaron Rodgers did.
Fell into a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going with?
I'm just being a troll. Relax.
You know, but like even, you know, Rodgers and Brees, who only went to one and won one, they still were routinely in the conference championship game. The Cowboys, and now listen, Brees and Rodgers are better than Romo and Dak, you know, could ever dream of being, even though I love Tony Romo. I think he was one of the most criminally underrated players ever. I mean, I can make an argument he's the best quarterback in team history, but I won't.
Do not do that. Let's not do that right now.
I don't want to get my basketball upset, but the numbers show it. Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
The fact that they didn't even fall into a conference championship game is baffling. It's preposterous, really. And I think it's an underused word. I think preposterous is one of the best words ever, and nobody ever uses
that,
it.
That is a good one. Choppy, why don't you go ahead and start reserving a few on the truckwreck.com fan text. I'll read from the YouTube and the Twitch here in a sec. For me, the number one that stands out is the deterioration of Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones's relationship. That's the number one thing that I would submit to the Museum of Failures, is that they let egos get in the way there. And both of them. Look, I think that way too long, the story as it's been told throughout history probably puts way too much blame on just Jerry. Jimmy had his hand in that as well. They both had tremendous egos and couldn't let it go. Peyton, do you have any submissions for the Cowboys to the Museum of Failures?
Probably letting Jason Garrett go 10 years being the head coach. Should have been gone after, what, 3 or 4 years? He went way too long.
That's a good one.
That's a big failure.
Here we go off of the Twitch. S. Dawkins says the Cowboys' failure and ineptitude to win the NFC and get back to the Super Bowl in the last quarter century. Hookem 72222 says the 44-6 loss to the Eagles in 2010. That was pretty bad. Let's see here. We've got Andy Tetford 1075 says the Roy Williams trade. I was such a fan of his before he got here, and then he flamed out miserably. We're getting a lot of Taco Charlton.
What about the Zeke contract extension?
Yep,
the Zeke contract extension is pretty bad. Let's go to the YouTube now. We've got Roberto Ramirez says not drafting Randy Moss. We have a submission from another one. Gardaki 74 says exactly what you did. Jason Garrett going 10 years. Blake Alexander dipping into history. Hall of Famer Jackie Smith's drop touchdown in Super Bowl 13. They ended up having to kick a field goal there, 4-point swing. They lose by 4. Now, they were down like 35-17, made a mad rush comeback. But, yeah, that was absolutely one that I think kind of turned the tide for the Cowboys. So that's from the Twitch and the YouTube and what we have to say. Choppy, what is the fan text throwing out there?
Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Not drafted Randy Moss. Jerry the GM. That's another one. How about the drafting of Bobby Carpenter?
Ooh. Yeah, I did see, I can't remember if it was on the fan text or in one of the streams. I couldn't find it. I was trying to look for it there. Somebody had said the trip to Mexico. The Tony Romo, Jason Witten, Bobby Carpenter trip to Mexico.
That wasn't a problem.
You could put it in the Hall of Failures in terms of just for what a sideshow it became. Not of their own doing, but just on what a sideshow it was.
The Zeke contract extension, the Dak contract extension. Giving Dak a second contract. This is my favorite one. This one's outside the box, too. Jerry Jones pushing for the salary cap.
Ooh, that's a good one. It was kind of his own undoing own teams.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't, like, I don't know if they misjudged. I don't know if they misjudged the what the salary cap was going to look like and how it was going to impact teams, but you know, the Cowboys had a starting offensive line behind their offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at their regular starting offensive line. Behind it, they had Ron Stone was here. Ron Stone was a guy who ended up being a Pro Bowler elsewhere.
Was he around anywhere?
I don't believe so. Ron Stone was, though. He ended up being a Pro Bowler elsewhere. I mean, they had a great line of Kevin Gogan, John Gesick. Throughout the years, Larry Allen, Eric Williams, Mark Stepnoski, Ray Donaldson came here in free agency. Mark Tuane, obviously. Just a very, very talented group. That, yeah, you're right. It absolutely took them down.
Yeah, so that is a great submission, I think, on the Trent.com text line.
Now, here's one that I want to hit, because these are obviously a lot of personnel moves and things like that. We hit specific plays. What about specific performances that would go in the Museum of Failures? So, you know what? In recent history, the way Dak played against San Francisco in the playoffs probably would be a submission.
Any Amari Cooper road game.
Ooh. How about the Amari Cooper trade in the Museum of Failures? Oh, that one still gets people worked up.
Yeah.
You got to go to probably the entire team's performance, but specifically Romo 07 divisional game against the Giants. When that was the
whole
year they
team played poorly. The whole team played poorly.
No, Brett Maher was in the playoffs.
If Brett Maher's kicking, my gosh, Museum of Failures for sure. Missing four kicks like that.
Was it? I mean, there was that. I mean, it was it Patrick Creighton that he, if he connects on that one pass in the 07 game, they probably win. And you know, Patrick did a lot of good things here, but that one play was just.
You've got the Dez Bryant catch, no catch against Green Bay. We're getting that one from a lot of people on the fan text. Another one that was thrown out here was the Morris Claiborne draft pick and his subsequent performance. What about DeMarco Murray fumbling in that Green Bay game?
That was huge. That was still a lot of time left, though.
There was, but I mean, that really, he
had a first down.
He probably scores there if Julius Peppers doesn't knock that ball out, because he had a clear run right there. I know one of the things that Jerry would submit, he says that he walked away too quickly from Chan Gailey, that he was too quick to walk away and let Chan Gailey go. I think that one would be up there.
The 2019 season in general was a failure. You started 3-0, missed the playoffs.
Yeah. We've got the... See, okay, so I'm going to say this one should not belong in the Museum of Failure. Let's see if you push back against the chop. 214 says overpaying for Brandon Carr. They did overpay for Brandon Carr. He made more money than he should have. But Brandon Carr was a good player overall. Like, I don't think that one would go in a Museum of Failures for me, because I think he played well overall. He was a stable player for them for several years in the secondary.
He was not bad. I don't think that was a gross...
He was overpaid, but this wasn't like Chan Ho Park. It wasn't like what the Rangers did with Chan Ho Park or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, they paid him... Look, they paid a guy who dominated in L.A. with a at the time, National League pitcher hitting, and B, in Dodger Stadium, where it was a cavernous place, and pitchers loved pitching there. And then you come here, and it's like... All right, you know, it's just lazy fly balls hit that jet stream.
214, the Zeke play at center. It is kind of wild No. But I think just when you think about the fact that was his last play, not necessarily. I get you're trying to do something creative, that's fine. But the fact that's his last play as a Cowboy, that's wild. This is a good one right here. 817, the last game at Texas Stadium, where they let the Ravens run for those two long touchdowns.
Was it LaRon McClain?
It was. One of the ones that stands out to me of a play like that wasn't nearly as final. You remember when they were up 13-0 on Washington?
On Washington, 04, 14,
and Roy
13.
Williams gave up those two. It was 05. Gave up those two big touchdown passes to Santana Moss with Mark Brunell. Love some of those submissions from you guys there on the truckrack.com fan text and on the Twitch and on the YouTube. That is Below the Belt. One of the godfathers of intellectualism in baseball and analytics in baseball is fed up with it. We'll talk about that next hour, but coming up next, what can be done to save the Mavs, and has Jason Kidd cost himself his job? Final hour here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.